You are now listening to Frank Banter. What's up, everybody? It's Frank Tirado back with the Frank Banter podcast. It's been a little bit of a gap since the last time that I've talked to you. I've gone through some health issues, but everything's all right. I actually had a case of the shingles, which I feel like is something that's usually reserved for old people. And every time I would tell somebody what was going on with me, they would look at me like I was a fucking leper. It was an interesting experience. I basically had a rash that appeared on my stomach. And at first, I was just kind of like, all right, you know, like I got this mark. It could be a scratch. I had taken a jiu-jitsu class near the time that I noticed the rash. So, if you take jiu-jitsu, this is a very normal occurrence. This is not weird. Like, you're going to get little scratches, marks, whatever. But I would say about maybe a couple of days later, I had taken off my shirt and my lady was looking at my back and she was like, what the fuck is that on your back? And I look in the mirror and it's like this even worse looking horrible rash thing. So I thought I had staph infection. So I think about 2 days later, I went to the hospital. I gave it a day just to see how I felt. But once I noticed both of the rashes, like, I immediately felt horrible. And it was just such a fucking annoying experience. I go to the hospital. I talk to the doctor. And the doctor very matter-of-factly was like, that's shingles. Oh, wow. You got shingles. Like I was this weird science experiment that she just came across. But she prescribed me herpes medication, which apparently fixes shingles, because shingles is basically herpes in a way. They call it the adult chicken pox, but it's like a variation of herpes. It's so fucking weird. And I take the medication. You know, you got to take it for like 2 weeks. And what was weird is that I felt like trash the entire time I was taking the medication. Like, you know, I'm very glad about modern science that we're able to fix all these problems in a very easy way. But, man, I don't know. Like, it immediately made me nauseous. I missed, like, extra days of work because of the medication. Like, I missed a day of work or 2 days of work because of the doctor's visit. And the doctor didn't clear me until, like, a day after I started medication. I would assume because I could infect anyone that's never had chickenpox before. But, like, I missed another day just because of how poor my reaction was to the medication. The whole situation was just shitty. And for the entire 2 weeks that I was taking the meds, I was kind of out of sorts. On the tail end of finishing the medication, I ended up getting the flu. I don't know if that's normal, but I missed another day of work. Like, it's been a horrible 2 weeks. I haven't been able to focus on my YouTube channel. I really wanted to jump into this podcast and kind of hit the ground running, talk about the things that I wanted to talk about. And, like, it's just like this whole situation just demotivated me. And I think that's the message or the point of this particular episode, is that I think that I blew it by allowing it to affect me as much as it has. I think it affected me way more than what a situation like that is supposed to. But, you know, the important thing is to kind of acknowledge that and to move forward. Tomorrow, I have an interview scheduled with one of my favorite people in the world right now, Kristen Luong, who is a fashion designer for a sustainable fashion brand called Cro-Magnon. I'm really excited about the conversation. You know, she's hilarious, and I think that it's funny because we communicate a lot online, and her persona online is way more aggressive than her persona in person. So I'm pretty excited to kind of see how she shows up and how she portrays herself in front of the camera with the lights on, because I think that shit alters people in a way. But yeah, anyway, I'm excited for that. I want to put this podcast out honestly just so I could check in. You know, I know that there are people that are probably watching what I've been doing, and it's like it's been radio silence for like a week or two, and they're like, what the fuck happened to this guy? But I'm still in the mix, I'm still doing my thing, and I still have some plans for some upcoming stuff. What you can expect from this podcast, though, is me just kind of sounding off on some random items. This is one of those things. I was sick, it sucked, but I'm back. See you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.